Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's podcast on what we're watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, and I'm here with Glenn Weldon, who writes about books at NPR. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Linda.
We're into the 13th season of Project Runway, Lifetime's fashion design competition series. Tim Gunn still tells people to make it work. Heidi Klum still likes her clothes very shiny. And there's still a lot of very weird judging. Glenn, are you watching this season?
I sure am. I stuck with it all 13 seasons.
Did you really?
Yeah. I know a lot of people who bailed after it moved to Lifetime.
Yeah.
I think it also switched production companies at that point.
It did.
Right?
At some point. I'm not sure if it was the exact same time, but
right.
Yeah.
But I stuck with it. Now, for those who think that the show is sold out and it's just coasting, they would have some reinforcement from the fact that the promos for this season consist of Heidi and Tim lip-syncing to Turn Down for What, which no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Gross. But, you know, this show, like other shows we've talked about, has this very comforting structure such that you know when to fast forward. You know that you need to see the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you need to see Heidi kind of give it to them. And then you need to fast forward until Tim Gunn comes in to on what they need to do. For the Tim Gunn critique, then you fast forward to the runway, and then you're done. So you kind of toss it off in a nice half an hour.
So you're watching abridged Project Runway.
Absolutely, because otherwise it's just a lot of drama and boring stuff.
See, you don't like that stuff.
Don't. I like the fact that this is about, ostensibly, about skill. And
mm-hmm.
In fact, they've made a couple changes recently so that gets brought to the fore a little bit more. A, they have a blind runway, at least
yeah.
In the beginning of the season.
I thought that was a really good idea, where the
so
judges
really
theoretically
idea.
Don't know who made which thing, so they're judging a little more, well, blindly.
Exactly. And also, they do this thing called the close-up, where they bring the winning and losing designs down from the runway so they can actually feel the cloth and take a really close look at the garments.
Yeah, I like
and
that, too.
And what that values is construction, which is something different than the kind of wow moment you get when it comes down the runway. So it seems like they're actually making the show more about skill, not less.
Yeah. What you are missing when you fast-forward through the show that way is the realization that dawned on me this season that none of these people have their sick burn skills
yeah.
sharpened.
Yeah.
I think particularly this season, there are these people sort of like, at one point, a guy looked at this woman's outfit, and it was this sort of pink suit. And he said her look looked like a secretary that was fooling around with someone.
Buh.
And I just thought, that is not a burn. You did not deliver a burn on that outfit. The show always has its favorite little insults.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, grandma, flight attendant.
Mother of the bride.
Mother of the bride is like, this show is more offended by the existence of mothers of the bride than maybe by anything else, except I'm going to say again, flight attendants.
Yeah.
Oh. So in terms of this particular season, there is this designer, is it Sandhya? Is that her name?
Keep going.
She makes the, she's the Indian woman who made the outfit with these kind of gold tubes.
Vacuum tubes.
I want to say.
Vacuum cleaner tubes, yes.
Like they looked like vacuum cleaner tubes to me, or
mm-hmm.
like she had put vacuum hoses
mm-hmm.
over the dress. And she got a very high score.
Mm-hmm.
And when they first brought her on, as I said, she is an Indian woman in the sense of actually from India, grew up in India. At first, I felt like the rest of the designers, their reaction to her early stuff was very, very culturally loaded.
Yep.
She used a lot of kind of more colors and more, mm-hmm. her work was a little
metallics.
Bit less,
yeah.
more metallics, her work was a little bit less sleek. But I have to admit, I looked at the dress with the tubes on it and I sort of thought, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I sort of thought that looks a little arts and crafts to me.
You give the show a little bit of credit because they did also include in the very beginning a Muslim woman who actually designs dresses very, very modestly, of course,
yeah.
to cover as much skin as possible,
yeah.
including headscarves. And more power to them, but that's never going to get past Heidi. I mean,
no.
I don't even know what they were thinking because, I mean, like, it's great that we're representing
right.
as much as we're representing. But, I mean, the show is so loaded because Heidi loves tight and short and
that's,
shiny, and it's just never going
to
go.
That's the thing, is the show sort of has to acknowledge that it has a point of view, that its sensibility is not just good design.
Right.
Its sensibility is good design as defined by specific people who come from a specific cultural place.
Right.
Heidi is, I think, the most emphatically like that. But Tim Gunn is like that, too. And sure. he tends to admit it more, I think, when he kind of says, I don't like this kind of thing. There's some great episode that I no longer remember how long ago it was when he sort of said, well, I don't like hot pants, but I see where you're going. He's a little more open about the fact that this is just what he likes. Yeah. And although he has certain standards about construction and things like that that are objective, part of it is just what he likes. I do love a good Tim Gunn moment of horror.
Yep.
And in fact, I brought one.
Good.
I'm going to fight for this one. I really don't think it's the worst or that
bad. Oh, please. Mud. This needs to be euthanized.
Oh.
He was speaking there to the suit that I mentioned earlier, the pink one lapel take on a business suit that had been designed. This needs to be euthanized. Yeah. And that was Zach Posen, by the way.
Zach Posen, who is no Michael Kors.
No, we miss Michael Kors.
We miss Michael Kors desperately.
I think that show really suffers without Michael Kors.
He's the guy who brought Mother of the Bride.
He had his sick burn card.
He really did.
I mean, he could deliver from time to time a genuine burn,
yep.
which... none of the rest of these people are very good at.
No, Nita can do it with a look. But...
and Heidi can do it, but she always feels sorry for them.
Yeah.
She's always like, oh.
But I'm going to make you say it anyway.
This is terrible. My Heidi accent leaves something to be desired. At any rate, from Futuristic Visions to Weak Sauce Insults, Project Runway airs on Lifetime at 9 p.m. on Thursday. You can follow us on Twitter. Follow Glenn at G.H. Weldon, W-E-L-D-O-N, or me at NPR Monkey C. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday from iTunes or your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.